Hail to the Chiefs, You Make the Call, and Lynx Review. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. There was a format change for this year's Lower Peninsula Boys Tennis Tournament because of the pandemic, and for the Okemos Chiefs, the outcome saw them win their third title in 4 years. Playing in a dual format, the Chiefs blew away their four opponents, including an 8-0 win over Ann Arbor Pioneer in the final.
Our top three set out last year, and we still tied for fourth, and so we really felt like that showed that we belonged here, that we knew that we were going to be back in this position this year for these kids to have a shot at it, and we were really excited to have that result last year and have a chance to come out this year and do what we've done. I mean, it's all about the work that these kids have put in.
That's Okemos coach Chris Silker, who is stepping down after 11 seasons at the helm. He was one of a number of coaches who liked the team championship being determined in a dual format.
I like it that the kids can play out for flights, but to be honest, my guys were stoked for this format. It's really brought us closer together, and we have really enjoyed the event.
Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northern in Division II, Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook Kingswood in Division III, and Grosse Pointe Woods University Liggett in Division IV were the other team champions. You can read all about the team tennis finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to Miles Walton of Muskegon, who returned a punt a school record 95 yards for a touchdown with a 1:29 left to play and give the Big Reds a 15-14 football victory over Zeeland West on Friday. And to the girls and boys cross-country teams at Houghton, which swept the Western Peninsula Athletic Conference titles last weekend. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
How do you define strength? Is it physical? Hot, hot! Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Here's a you make the call situation today. It's fourth down and a field goal is being attempted, but the holder muffs the snap. With the loose ball rolling around, the kicker swings its leg at it and boots it through the uprights. You make the call. Is this legal? There are only two ways a ball can be legally kicked for points on a play which starts with a snap from center. One is a place kick being held by another player. The other is a rarely seen drop kick. Had the kicker picked up the ball, dropped it to the ground, and kicked it on the bounce to the uprights, the result of the play would have been a field goal. In this instance, though, a 10-yard penalty is assessed from the line of scrimmage for illegally kicking, and the opposing team takes over from that spot.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The Lower Peninsula Girls Golf Finals were played last weekend. The format reduced to a one-day 18-hole event because of COVID-19. In Division I, Northville was trailing Rochester Adams by a pair of strokes with five holes to play, but came back to win its third straight title by 9 strokes over the Highlanders. Grand Blanc sophomore Katie Brody was the tournament medalist, shooting a 2-under-70. The Division II meet had a first-time titleist in South Lyon, which edged three-time defending team champion Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northern by 3 strokes. Allison Shway of Okemos repeated as the individual champion. Bloomfield Hills Marion repeated in Division III behind the play of Shannon Kennedy, who won her third individual title in a playoff. She became the 5th player to take medalist honors 3 times in a high school career. And in Division IV, Montague placed all 5 of its players in the top 16 to roar to a 27-stroke win in only the 5th year of the sport at the school. Cameron Shannon of Michigan Center was the individual medalist. And you can read more about the girls' golf finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Selection Sunday is coming up. Watch the MHSAA website at noon on Sunday for the official announcement of all the pairings. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.